Blog Talk Radio.
As it is once again Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and any SCW fan can tell you what that means. It is once again time for SCW Radio. And, guys, since last week, I'm sure you all saw the announcement that CyberSlam has officially been postponed. The event will be taking place a little bit later on in the year. However, no disappointments here, because we are heading back to Burton Center's Miracle League Field April the 18th for one of the biggest shows in the calendar year for SCW Entertainment, Blaze of Glory. And it's actually the sixth annual Blaze of Glory event. So I got to tell you guys, any disappointment that I may have had with the CyberSlam event being postponed, completely erased by this announcement. Blaze of Glory 6, Burton Center's Miracle League Field. It's going to be an amazing afternoon of wrestling. So we're going to talk about all that here in just momentarily. But before we do, guys, as always, that guest call-in number, each and every week, you want to hear it again. Here it goes, guys. You want to be a part of SCW Radio this week. That guest call-in number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. Also, guys, the chat is open. You want to call in with the number we just gave you. You want to head on over to Blog Talk Radio and hit us up on the chat room. We will take any questions, comments, concerns, whatever you have, you want to address it. We'll address it live right here on SCW Radio, as we say each and every week. So there you go, guys. Now's the time. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, whatever, let us know in the chat or at that guest call-in number we just gave out. So what better way to start off the show than to talk about it? It is Blaze of Glory 6. The next SCW event coming your way Saturday, April 18th, at a special start time of 4 o'clock p.m. We're going to be out at the Burton Center's Miracle League Field at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina. Now, as always, tickets for the event are $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and 5 and under get in absolutely free. Anyone who's been keeping up with SCW social media or our website knows that two huge matches have already been signed for the event. We'll go ahead and start talking about the Internet Championship match. The match that was supposed to go down at CyberSlam, it had already been announced for CyberSlam, has not been postponed. It will be going down at Blaze of Glory. James Hall will be defending the SCW Internet Championship against Antonio Smith and Anderson Strong in a triple threat match. Now, we've seen the growing relationship, I guess would be the best way to put it, between Anderson Strong and Antonio Smith dating back to November. And for anyone who was there at Best of the Best back in February, saw a clear declaration of war as it relates to Antonio Smith and James Hall. We'd see Anderson Strong costing James Hall his Best of the Best match. We would see Antonio Smith completely turn on James Hall after, you know, Hall was only out there to help him out. Antonio Smith seems to have a lot of built-up frustration as it relates to James Hall never getting that return match for the Internet Championship 2 years ago. You know, something I think a lot of us had even forgotten about. And apparently, it's been weighing on the mind of Antonio Smith, who is a man who is looking to get back to his singles career, and what better way than to become the Internet Champion. You also got Anderson Strong, a man who, much like Antonio Smith, displayed his behavior at the last SCW event. We've seen a big turn in Anderson Strong ever since about the November area of last year. He's become a completely different individual, much more ruthless and unforgiving, to say the least. So James Hall's definitely got his hands tied in this triple threat match. He's going to be defending it. And you got to admit, James Hall is a guy who holds the Internet Championship in such a high regard. He wants to go down in history as the greatest Internet Champion in history, and this is a test that I think he's going to have to pass in order to get that accolade. So there you go, guys. Blaze of Glory, triple threat. James Hall defends the Internet Championship against Antonio Smith and Anderson Strong. Only one man can leave Burton Center's Miracle League Field as the SCW Internet Champion. Also, the huge main event that has been signed, and it is going down, whether anyone out there likes it or not, it's happening. There are two SCW heavyweight champions right now, and as you all know, there can only be one. And we're going to solve that dilemma at Blaze of Glory when Tanner Stone will go one-on-one with TJ Boss, both currently recognized by SCW Entertainment as the heavyweight champion. These men are going to get into the ring in the main event, and what a lot of people are saying is the most anticipated match in a long time here at SCW Entertainment. One undisputed SCW heavyweight champion will be crowned. Those titles will be unified to one championship, and we're going to find out who that man is at Blaze of Glory. Now, I don't have to talk about this match quite as much. You know, we've talked about it ad nauseum on this radio show ever since November and December, especially around the Toys for Tots area when Tanner Stone did what he did with Scott Pierce, literally stole the championship, left the company, refused to come back, refused to relinquish the title. At Best of the Best, we had a tournament to crown a brand-new SCW heavyweight champion, a brand-new title belt. Tanner Stone wasted no time attacking the man who won that tournament, TJ Boss, to become the new SCW heavyweight champion. And Tanner Stone re-signing recently with this company under the condition that he also be reinstated as champion. So Tanner Stone got exactly what he wanted in that respect. Now, I understand Tanner Stone and his camp, Sean Storm and even Scott Pierce, seem to be very upset over the announcement of this match. However, he is an employee here at this company, and he will be in the ring at Blaze of Glory to face TJ Boss one-on-one. One man leaves the SCW undisputed heavyweight champion. Now, we've been promoting that on this very radio broadcast over the last several days. We will be announcing another Blaze of Glory match, and we're going to do that right here, right now, because, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen over the last several months that there's individuals that, to be perfectly honest with you, will not stop until one man clearly gets the, I guess you call it a game of one-upsmanship, and one man is clearly not going to go down until something drastic happens. And in desperate times, you take drastic measures, and that's what we're doing, because at Blaze of Glory, we are hoping to put an end to the Sean Storm-Dean Richards feud that has been going on since September. Because at Blaze of Glory, here's your announcement, guys. Dean Richards steps into the ring one-on-one with Sean Storm in a first ever for SCW Entertainment, as it will be a fans bring the weapons hardcore match. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Storm versus Dean Richards, fans bring the weapons hardcore match. We're going to put an end, hopefully, to this feud that you know, it seems like it just won't stop. So we're going to try to put an end to that. We're going to try to do it at Burton Center's Miracle League Field, guys. So there you go. Three huge main events already announced for that event on April the 18th. Once again, guys, don't forget that is Saturday, April the 18th, special start time of 4 o'clock p.m. out at Burton Center's Miracle League Field at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina. Tickets $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and free for 5 and under. There you go, guys. TJ Boss, Tanner Stone, undisputed SCW Heavyweight Championship on the line. James Hall, Antonio Smith, Anderson Strong, triple threat match for the SCW Internet Championship, and just announced Dean Richards versus Sean Storm in a Fans Bring the Weapons hardcore match. So there you go, guys. Three huge matches, all could be main events in their own right, going down at Blaze of Glory, April the 18th, is definitely something you don't want to miss. Speaking of which, we kind of want to send a shout-out to GWD today for promoting the event for us. The link will be posted on our Facebook page here shortly, probably after this radio show. And speaking of links, it is time to go ahead and send out some links and URLs. If you want to keep up with everything that is SCW Entertainment on the World Wide Web, you can do so at the following links and URLs. Of course, our official website at scwentertainment.com. You can also find us on Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment or just by typing in the URL at facebook.com/scwentertainment09. We're on Twitter at scwgreenwood or twitter.com/scwgreenwood. Of course, youtube.com/scwentertainment, where the Gold Rush and Toys for Tots recaps have recently been posted, so go check those out. Also, right here, each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. That's where you can check out SCW Radio. Of course, our Instagram account at Instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. and our Tumblr account at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment and find us on Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, and SoundCloud. So there you go, guys. Like I say, each and every week, there's no reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share, whatever the case may be, SCW Entertainment on your social media website of choice or even our official website. So with that said, guys, I think what we're going to do now is we're going to go into the call-in portion of the show. So we have a caller here already in the queue. We're going to go ahead and take that call right now. Last four digits, 1801. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
You are speaking to the conspiracy victim of SCW Entertainment.
All right, guys. Apparently we're being joined by Sean Storm. I don't think I know anyone else that speaks quite like that. So I assume you have a problem, Sean.
I have a problem. You are absolutely right. I have a problem. Once again, I'm being punished for the actions of Mr. Tanner Stone and not the actions of myself, okay? First of all, fans bring the weapons. Where I'm from, that would be highly illegal, and I'm sure that your local laws might have a thing or two against that. Secondly, obviously you see the distinct advantage that this has given Dean Richards, because if the fans, as you say, are going to bring the weapons and allow them in this match, who are the fans in Greenwood obviously going to be biased toward, since I'm from, you know, about 3,200 miles away? That's extremely unfair, is it not?
Well, you know, Sean, I think it has less to do with the fact of where you're from and more to do with the fact on how you treat said fans. Don't you? Wouldn't you agree?
You mean how I tell them the truth, how I predict the future, how I've been honest to them, whether they like it or not? I've always said exactly what's on my mind. Not one time have I pretended to be anything I'm not in this company. And this does give me an opportunity, though, because you want to settle the score, Dean Richards? What better way to do it? Fans can bring all the weapons they want. They can turn against me all they want to. I can be outnumbered 200-1 for all I care. What are the excuses going to be when I beat Dean Richards in that ring with their own weapons within an inch of his life and put my name back in the company here where I should be in good graces?
Well, you know, Sean, you had that opportunity. Like I said, I'm not quite sure why you be offended by this matchup. I mean, I think both of you are ready to close this chapter here at SCW Entertainment.
Why would I be offended by this? Okay.
You seem to be very offended.
See, I got a nice little email from SCW offices that asked me to suggest a match of my choosing. And when I suggested Storm's rules, it was thrown away.
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, I think you had your chance for your, in quotations, your type of matchup back at Gold Rush when you banned submission holds, which, you know, really cut Dean Richards' arsenal in half.
Look, if Dean Richards is the man he claims he is, then Storm's rules would have been perfect, okay? No grappling maneuvers, no striking with the feet or knees, no submission holds. That sounds pretty fair to me. I mean, but hey, if I've got to beat his brains in with whatever weapons these idiots want to bring, I can do that too. I'll put Dean Richards down like the dog he is. I'll move on. I'll sit back, throw my feet up, and watch Tanner Stone take TJ Boss out and prove why he is simply the man.
I mean, you yourself and Dean Richards, this whole rivalry you guys have kind of sprouted from the fact that both of you wanted to be in the main event for the title at WrestleFest. With that said, a lot of people are saying that this match could be, between yourself and Dean Richards, the one to bring this feud to an end. What happens after this? Are you going to continue to pursue the heavyweight championship if your friend Tanner Stone were able to defeat TJ Boss and retain that title?
Hey, what better way to protect the championship than Tanner Stone to be the reigning champion, Sean Storm to be the number one contender for, you know, lack of a better word? That'd be perfect. We could do whatever we want. We'd have all the power. But as far as who should have been in the main event at WrestleFest, who was in the main event 1 year prior? who is the only man in this company's history to get put through a ladder by one Aaron McClure, the man beast himself there, and not only get back to his feet, but almost win the match, okay? What can Dean do to me that McClure couldn't do?
Well, I'll just say, for your sake, hopefully no one brings a ladder and an Aaron McClure.
Don't give these people ideas.
Well, look, man, I'm just saying, a lot of big things going on at Blaze of Glory. Not only just yourself and Dean Richards, not only just the heavyweight championship on the line. It's going to be a big night. First time we've returned to Burton Center since 6 months ago at WrestleFest. Now, we saw at WrestleFest yourself and Dean Richards in a very high-profile match that you did come up on the losing end of. It's been a long time, and this isn't me taking shots at you, Sean. It's been a while that Sean Storm has had a win at SCW Entertainment. Is that any kind of motivation for you heading into this match on April the 18th?
Hey, I own Blaze of Glory. That's all the motivation I need. Your little buddy there, James Hall, remember what happened with him and Blaze of Glory? Let's go back and take a little history lesson here. If I need a win, I'll get a win. If anyone in this company needs something done and can accomplish it, it's this guy. And now there's no excuses. I mean, it's me, it's Dean Richards, it's whatever weapons these people can bring out of their little homes and their local Walmarts, because that's all I know how to shop at. But you're right. It's been a while since I won a match, but it doesn't matter. All it takes is one. One win can catapult an entire career. That's all it takes.
All right. With that said, we do have another caller here waiting in the queue, so we're going to go ahead and take this caller as well. Last four digits, 4552. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, Sean, and hello, Sean. This is Chris.
All right. I think we, I'd not be mistaken in saying this is Chris Weidman, correct?
You are absolutely right.
All right. You got any questions or comments for myself or Sean Storm?
I got a question. I got something to say to Sean Storm.
All right. Go ahead.
You listening, Sean?
What do you want?
I just want to say that I thought this through, and I apologize for insulting you on Facebook, and I apologize for attacking the Pierce, Mr. Pierce or whatever. I'm sorry. I hope y'all win.
Now, see, you hear that? That is a man of his convictions. Finally, we have a believer. Can you save this file? Can you save this audio and tape to play back next week?
April Fool's. April Fool's off your plan.
Oh, really? Is that what you're going
to
do?
You just got owned by Weidman there, Storm.
I got owned by Weidman? No, you talk about people that are... Go ahead, do a little victory lap, okay? We know you need it. You want to talk about people that deceive and bad character. How about that man lying to his own family today that he needs a very important surgery, and he pranked them, and he made a little fool out of everybody. But I'm the bad character guy around here. Let's think about some of the things that Sean Van's done in his career. Let's think about some of the things that Dean Richards himself has done. We were former tag team partners at one time.
Yeah,
very good one.
And you, Herman, he was Pee Wee Herman Sr.
Tell you what, why don't you bring your own? What do you got? You going to bring Alf? Is that what you're going to bring?
That's a good point.
That's a good point, actually. We do have a fan on the broadcast. Is there anything you're planning on bringing to the fans bring the weapons hardcore match between Sean Storm and Dean Richards?
Yeah. Well, if Scott Pierce is listening, listen to his words. I got a free commercial ad contract for you to do Orville Redenbacher popcorn commercial. It pays you like $500,000. If you take this offer,
I'll take it.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, you're too small for popcorn. You look like popcorn.
Sean Storm?
And for
do you look like popcorn, buddy?
Got a little mouth on him, don't they?
Mr. Tastone, if you're listening out there, I thought I saw you on a clip of Fast and the Furious 7 that's coming out this weekend.
Oh,
I think you
are plugged now, huh?
Yep, it was. But it was. Eight, it was.
Well, it seems like you've got a. I mean, no shocker here, honestly, but you do have a lot of detractors this match.
I have a question for you then. I mean, if fans can bring weapons, and certainly we're allowed to bring our own, correct?
I would say so, yes. Yeah.
You want me to bring out? Yeah. You said you want me to bring out.
I got a nice little surprise that might just make an appearance and take care of some business. I mean, if I really need to win as bad as you say I do, I can put in a phone call. I can bring back a very close old friend of mine that the fans love so very much. When you're desperate
and
you really need to win, who is it?
Who would that be? Who
let's
do
just
you have
say
in mind?
That. Let's just say that every single thing that you've been slandering me on, it's going to come back in the court of law because I have a very close personal friend from way back who would love to see me turn my career around. And Dean's not going to see it coming. There's nothing he can do. That'd make it a nice two-on-one.
I'm not exactly sure if I've been slandering you. I don't think you can go quite that far. I mean, I've really honestly just been stating facts.
Look, my good friend took a little vacation, sold some cars. Now he's back in the legal business, and he might have my back. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll tell you this. The only friend besides Tanner Stone and Scott Pierce I recall you having, I believe he died in a house fire. Isn't that right?
Really? You want him to sue you for all of your possessions? Is that what you want?
I mean, that's what your friend Tanner Stone said. I'm just going based off his word. All right, guys, I think we've lost connection there with Sean Storm. He dropped off there. Well, we'll try to get him back on the line. Not sure if we can or not. But we've only got a few more minutes left in the broadcast, so what we're going to do is, I was hoping Sean Storm would stay on the line with us because we're about to go into closing thoughts. So I guess we'll start with you there, Weidman, since you're left on the line. Do you have any closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio?
Yeah, my closing thoughts is Blaze of Glory. I heard it's going to be a great show, and Storm and Boss is going to finally fight one-on-one. If I was the owner, I would make it a no-holds-barred match. No pinfalls, no submissions. The only way to win is to say I quit. And secondly, if TJ Boss wins, he gets 10 minutes in the ring with Scott Pierce, with Storm and Tanner playing from ringside.
Well, I had to agree with you on that much. I would love... I think I'm not by myself when I say I would love to see Scott Pierce get beaten within an inch of his life, considering how he turncoated and did what he did to us back at Toys for Tots. So I'll agree with you there. So, guys, here's the closing minutes.
He's the white, but.
So, guys, in the closing minutes of the show, one more time, let's talk about it. It is Blaze of Glory 6. Coming your way Saturday, April 18th, at a special start time of 4 o'clock p.m. We're going to be at the Burton Center's Miracle League Field at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina. Tickets $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and free for 5 and under. We already know, announced on this very radio broadcast, Sean Storm will go one-on-one with Dean Richards in a Fans Bring the Weapons hardcore match. Also, and that's a first for SCW Entertainment, we've never had that particular type of match here, so it should be very interesting to see what you, the fans, bring for Sean Storm and Dean Richards to literally beat the ever-living hell out of each other with. Also, triple threat match for the SCW Internet Championship. James Hall will defend against Antonio Smith and Anderson Strong. Triple threat match. One fall to a finish, only one man will leave Burton Center's Miracle League Field as SCW Internet Champion. And, of course, in the main event, guys, it will be for the undisputed SCW Heavyweight Championship. Both current recognized SCW champions will do battle in the main event as TJ Boss goes one-on-one with Tanner Stone, one champion to be crowned in the main event of Blaze of Glory. Already three huge matches announced for the event, and keep your eyes and ears peeled to all SCW social media and our website, and, of course, right here on SCW Radio, because more matches will be announced in the coming days and weeks here for the Blaze of Glory 6 event. And with that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this week's episode of SCW Radio. I want to thank my callers. I want to thank everyone out there for listening. And we will be back next Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio for another edition of SCW Radio. Until then, I am your host, Sean Van, signing off.